Brad Peyton is here. He is the director of Journey to the Mysterious Island, a 3D family adventure with Dwayne Johnson. Michael Caine's in this. Mm-hmm. Tell me first, though, I've never really spoken with anyone who's directed a movie in 3D and shot it in 3D. How different is it to shoot people like this or film actors like this in this kind of wild, crazy amusement ride kind of movie?
If you're going to go do a 3D movie, in my opinion, you should really go for it. And so for me, it's about good storytelling and ultimately building a story that uses a 3D to its fullest, to really engage the audience, to really immerse the audience. Otherwise, I don't think I would do it in 3D. But I can say, I can definitely say that Journey 2 really does that. It delivers on the 3D, and it really makes it a more thrilling movie.
This is not just a family movie. It is a movie about a family. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Johnson stepping in as a father figure to Josh Hutcherson's role, Sean, and basically first saying, no, you're not going to do this. Go and find your grandfather. And then they go, Palau, off the coast there. And the Jules Verne angle, too. But it's just so much more. It's incorporating old ideas into something really new. Tell me about that.
Well, I like the idea of being able to ground the movie in literary and any kind of historical facts I could. You know, for me, the Journey franchise promised two big things, a great 3D experience and Jules Verne. And Jules Verne was he was focused on finding the fantasy and the fantastical within our world. So we use that as an anchor on how to anchor our ideas and how to grow the ideas in a way that could help ground the movie. So, you know, if there's going to be giant bees, we're going to find a real species of bees that we want to use. The birds, the lizards, all of it's based on, at the core, real species and finding, well, and then embellishing that into this larger-than-life kind of scale.
And not only is there this fantastic world, there's also danger because of the environment.
Yeah.
That's a neat thing to put into. This is really, as I said, a kind of an amusement ride type of movie. If I was 12, I think it would be my favorite movie of the year.
Right. Well, I wanted to make a movie that might inspire people the same way Indiana Jones inspired me. And that was just kind of getting down in the dirt, you know, getting into a location, making it feel as real as possible. Really, you know, shooting in Hawaii allowed us to shoot mountain ranges and give you like a scope and a scale that I don't think we could have achieved on a soundstage. So I wanted to immerse people in this adventure and also not just give them a spectacle, but also create characters that I felt had heart so that you could kind of relate to them, because I cared about Indiana Jones. And so, you know, I want to care about Dwayne. I want to care about Josh's characters. I want to see them kind of bang off each other and have arguments and make them kind of real people, so that at the end of the day, when they're, you know, potentially going to die or if they're in danger, you know, when they survive, you cheer more for them, you know, that you really want to believe in these people.
How tough, and I guess probably this is asked a lot, how tough is it for the actors to play when some of this stuff, the special effects, the magic, isn't really there until afterwards?
Sure. Well, I think it's a challenge anytime an actor has to go into an environment that has a lot of visual effects. One of the things I try to do is remove that for them. I mean, for me, the most rewarding part of this movie was to work with this cast. I'd done animation, I'd done visual effects, but I'd never worked with a star of Dwayne or Michael's caliber. And obviously, Louis's been in 150 movies, and Josh and Vanessa are like burgeoning movie stars. And so this was like the most thrilling part for me. So one of the things that I wanted to do was try to remove that element of the technological side so they could just find their characters, find the reality of the scenes. So I worked a lot off an iPad. I would show them the sequence because I would pre-visit, pre-visualization. I'd build it in a computer and build all my shots in prep. So then when we got to the set, I could show them the shot. And immediately they went, okay, I know what you're going after now. I get it. That tennis ball back there is going to be a giant lizard, and it's going to look cool, and it's going to the shaky cameras because the lizard's shaking the ground. And they can immediately see it. So it's challenging for them. Part of my job and part of my collaboration with them is to try to remove some of that so they can just focus on the scene.
What was the toughest scene to film, if there was one?
Easy. Underwater. Shooting underwater is really hard. Yeah, anything that's outside the Nautilus, they're swimming, they're fighting an electric eel, all that stuff is incredibly difficult because the communication is so hard. You have Dwayne and Josh, and the cast is like submerged. We had a 700,000-gallon tank that we built on the stages, and they're under there for like a minute or two, and there's like 20 scuba guys around them, and all these stunts people, and you're trying to communicate with an underwater photographer, a cameraman, and the cast, and just trying to get the details right was difficult. Now, incredibly rewarding when you got it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a fantastic harpoon shot that we achieved, and like when you see it come together, you're like, yes, but it is not easy to get.
You got to see that harpoon shot. Actually, you've got to see Journey to the Mysterious Island. Brad Peyton, thanks a lot.
Thank you. February 10th. It's going to be fun.